Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Friday, June 26th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. Today, why the coronavirus rate is back up at record levels, why Disney is about to rename a controversial ride, a look at racial and gender disparities in unemployment, and why the Long Beach police are being questioned over a threatening Facebook post. Coronavirus is once again at the top of the news. New infections in California have hit record highs, and hospitalizations are up. To explain why there's been such a big surge, we check in with Jackie Fortier.
Well, in March, California instated the first stay-at-home order in the nation, and it's widely credited with buying California valuable time to slow the virus's spread and prevent massive death tolls like we saw in New York and New Jersey. But recently, Governor Gavin Newsom has allowed counties to reopen at a much faster pace than originally planned. So the spike in cases is happening for a few reasons. One is that younger people are getting the coronavirus at a disproportionately higher rate. And that's partially because of the reopening and because some people aren't wearing masks and social distancing. Despite the surging cases, Governor Newsom has only encouraged Imperial County officials, which has the highest rate in California, to reinstate a full closure. But he isn't suggesting a rollback on any statewide rules like other governors have, like in Texas and in Florida.
Disney is taking measures to address concerns about the racist history behind one of its rides based on a controversial movie, a film that's so problematic and buried deep in the Disney vault that you can't even buy or stream it anywhere. To talk more about how one of Disneyland's most popular rides is adapting to modern times, here's Mike Rowe.
Yeah, you know, Disney announced that they plan to change the way that Disneyland and Disney World's Splash Mountain is themed. The water ride's characters come from Disney's 1946 movie, Song of the South, which was even criticized in the 1940s for how it depicted Black people. The ride never included the most controversial elements of the film, but with renewed attention on Black representation, Disney will be removing all the references to Song of the South and replacing them with characters and music from Disney's 2009 animated movie, The Princess and the Frog. That featured Disney's first Black princess. But when Disneyland reopens, they're still going to be using the current version of the ride for a while.
Next, as the unemployment rate continues to rise, it's evident that not all demographics have been affected equally. Emily Guerin has been analyzing racial and gender disparities, and here's what she learned.
So first off, the coronavirus recession is already a lot worse than the Great Recession, and it's disproportionately affecting women and people of color. And that's according to a new report by the California Budget and Policy Center. So employment for Black and Latino women fell more than three times as much as employment for white men, and about twice as much as for white women. And that has to do with the industries in which women, and in particular women of color, tend to work, like leisure and hospitality, which includes restaurants. So in LA County, that sector, leisure and hospitality, lost more than twice as many jobs as any other sector. And the researcher that I talked to was wondering if maybe school closures played a role in this, because obviously we know women are often more likely to step back from work to take care of children. It's also worth noting that immigrants in California have been more affected than non-immigrants, and immigrant women in particular saw the steepest decline in employment.
Finally, writer and activist Sean King has accused a pair of former Long Beach police officers of participating in a Facebook thread that talked about killing him. And now the LBPD is asking the FBI to investigate. For more on this story, here's Robert Garova.
New York-based activist Sean King took to the website Medium to call attention to what happened in a private Facebook group for California law enforcement officers. The thread was started by a retired Long Beach PD officer, according to King. Referring to King, she wrote, quote, "These criminals that the Democrats created need to be stopped." And then several people in the group chimed in. One wrote, quote, "Sean King needs to be put down." Another said, quote, "Need a sniper." A third added, "Toss this guy from a helicopter." The Long Beach PD confirmed that three former officers are mentioned in King's article. The department said in a statement that it's appalled and deeply disturbed by the posts. And then it's asked the FBI to help with their investigation.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you on Monday. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.